Rethink your plans if you are going to catch a bus on the coast today, with delays and cancellations set to impact services for 24 hours as drivers take part in industrial action. Many Sunbus drivers are joining other union members from Logan and the Gold Coast, along with cleaners, taking action to protest low wages, driver shortages and a lack of investment in public transport. The strike here began at 4 a.m. Kinetic, which operates Sunbus, says it'll run as many school services as possible. The Noosa Council is taking further steps to stop illegal camping from occurring in the Noosa Woods. From August 28, it'll trial a 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. no parking zone along Claude Batten Drive in response to a surge in complaints from the community. Director of Development and Regulation Richard Mulgilvery says the first two car parks at the Hastings Street end will be excluded from the ban to minimise impact on hospitality workers.
Our local law team have been undertaking regular patrols in these areas and attempt to try and curb this illegal camping issues. However, we need to take steps to address this even further than what we've done with our regular patrols and set up a more permanent, enforceable arrangement. The car parks and streets aren't intended for camping, and they're not adequately set up with toilet and shower facilities and cooking facilities in those areas.
The Noosa Council says it'll review the success of the trial after 2 months. The local member for Fisher will head to the United States next month. It's after Andrew Wallace was appointed to represent Australian Parliament at the United Nations General Assembly.
We live in one of the most geopolitically unstable times since World War II. It's an honour to have been put forward for this important role in light of the global challenges confronting Australia, Australian families and their businesses.
Mr. Wallace has been a member of the Joint Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade since 2017. And construction is about to begin on a new high-rise resort at Mooloolaba. Developer KPAT's $250 million 13-storey hotel with a rooftop bar, pool, restaurant and conference facilities will be built on the corner of Brisbane Road and First Avenue. As part of the building works, the outdoor car park next to the Park and Go central multi-level car park will be closed from Monday, August 28.